Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey, love. So I've been getting a lot of requests for more meal plans. So today's episode is all about ideas for meals, macros, and some recipes too. These meals are for the most part super easy and will take about 20 minutes or less, as I do enjoy cooking, but honestly, I don't have a lot of time to cook these days. I'm sure you can relate. Am I right? Okay, so here's how I'm going to lay this out. I'll share 3 days worth of meals for you and the macros and calories for each. And just as a refresher, a macro is short for macronutrient. There are 3 categories of nutrients you eat the most and provide you with most of your energy: protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So when you're counting your macros, you're counting the grams of protein, carbs, or fat that you're consuming. With keto, most people try to keep their macros around 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs, but of course you can adjust them to fit your body's needs. All right, so once I list off the foods for each day, as well as the calories and macros, I will give you the recipes. How does that sound? Okay, great. So most of the days, my meals tend to be around 1,300 to 1,350 calories. But again, feel free to adjust them based on your calorie needs. Day 1, breakfast: 2 cage-free pasteurized large eggs, 1 tablespoon of Kerrygold butter, 1/2 cup of asparagus. Lunch: 1 ButcherBox hamburger patty, 1/2 avocado, 1 cup of cucumber slices. Dinner: 1 serving of taco meat, 1 serving of cauliflower rice, 2 tablespoons of margaritas hot salsa, 1/2 avocado. Daily totals: 1,300 calories, 25 grams of carbs, which is 7% of my daily total, 106 grams of fat, which is 73% of my daily total, and 64 grams of protein, 19% of my daily total. So for breakfast, I simply melt the tablespoon of butter in a skillet, and while that's melting, I will chop up my asparagus. Then I saute the asparagus and add some salt, pepper, and sometimes some turmeric as well for the anti-inflammation properties. Next, I will whip up the 2 eggs and add them to the asparagus and scramble as normal. Now, lunch is pretty self-explanatory. I usually cook the burger on the stove in a skillet and season it with salt, pepper, and then usually onion or garlic powder. Now, one thing I do want to mention, though, is that if you're interested in trying out ButcherBox for yourself,
I will include my code for you in the show notes, which will save you $30 off your first order. This is an additional $15 discount, but it's only for a limited time. Okay, on to dinner. So for the taco meat, I melt 1 tablespoon of coconut oil in a skillet. Then I add 1 pound of hamburger and brown it. While that's browning, I will get my spices together, which are 2 teaspoons of cumin, 1 teaspoon of oregano, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 3 teaspoons of chili powder. Once the meat is brown, I'll mix in the spices, and if I need to adjust any and add additional salt or chili powder, I will do so at this time. This makes 4 servings. Now, just a side note, for the last 4 years, I've made my own taco seasoning instead of buying the packaged kind. There are a lot of additives and hidden ingredients, so I highly recommend you consider using this recipe from now on. Okay, so with the cauliflower rice, I'll take a frozen bag of rice cauliflower from Costco and put it in a skillet along with 3 tablespoons of Kerrygold butter. I'll add salt and pepper to taste and simply stir it until all the butter is melted and the cauliflower rice is warmed up. This also makes 4 servings. Then I'll make my taco bowl with cauliflower rice on the bottom, 1 serving of taco meat, and my 2 tablespoons of salsa, as well as 1/2 of a diced avocado. Now, this particular day, I didn't add in any snacks since most of the meals were pretty substantial. All right, on to day 2. So for breakfast, I have a keto fuel shake with water. This is a perfect meal replacement shake that I use, and it is absolutely delicious. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. For lunch, I'll have avocado egg salad and 4 whole celery stalks. For dinner, I have Italian meat and sauteed zoodles. And my snacks slash desserts are 1 ounce of macadamia nuts, which is about 12 pieces, and Cherie's chia seed pudding. Okay, so my daily totals on day 2 are 1,270 calories, 33 grams of carbs, which is 10%, but only 15.6 are net carbs after subtracting the fiber. 107 grams of fat, which is 73% of my daily total. 55 grams of protein, which is 17% of my daily total. So for breakfast, I simply mix 2 scoops of keto fuel with about 10 to 12 ounces of water and a few ice cubes. Then I just shake it up and it is good to go. This is perfect when you're in a hurry and don't have time to fix a meal. For lunch, the avocado egg salad is so easy. So you'll just have 3 hard-boiled eggs, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 3 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1 whole avocado, 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. So you'll just dice the eggs and then add in all the other ingredients and stir. And this makes 2 servings. Now, just a side note, you may want to mash up the avocado along with the extra virgin olive oil to make it more of kind of a mayonnaise before you stir everything together. All right, for dinner, I have Italian meat over zoodles. You are going to love this, and there is no red sauce, so it is definitely guilt-free. Okay, so I use 1 pound of either grass-fed ground beef or grass-fed ground Italian sausage, 1/4 cup of Kerrygold butter, which is 1/2 stick, 2 tablespoons of basil, 2 tablespoons of oregano, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, and 1 tablespoon of crushed red pepper. So with this, you'll just melt the butter, then brown the meat, and then add in the other seasonings. Now with the zucchini, I just make it into zoodles and let them dry out as much as possible. I tend to do this ahead of time and dry it out on paper towels for about 1 hour or 2 before I'm actually going to fix dinner. This helps to avoid watery zoodles. So then I just put 2 tablespoons of Kerrygold butter in a skillet, and once that's melted, I add the zoodles and salt and pepper. It should be ready in 5 minutes or less. Then I'll top it with the Italian meat. Okay, for Cherie's chia seed pudding, 2 cups of unsweetened organic coconut milk or almond milk, 2 teaspoons of pure vanilla, 1 teaspoon of stevia plus 2 drops of liquid stevia, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 7 tablespoons of chia seeds, 6 tablespoons of raw hemp hearts, and then you'll simply mix all the ingredients together and refrigerate at least 4 hours or overnight. And this makes 6 servings. All right, day 3, breakfast, bulletproof coffee. Lunch, 5 sausage balls, 1 cup of sliced cucumber. Dinner, 6 ounce ribeye steak with 1 tablespoon of butter on top, 1 cup of Brussels sprouts sauteed in 1 tablespoon of butter, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Snack, Cherie's chia seed pudding. My totals for the day, 1,331 calories, 20 grams of carbs, or 6% of my daily total, 115 grams of fat, which is 78% of my daily total, and 53 grams of protein, or 16% of my daily total. So for breakfast on this day, I have bulletproof coffee. I make a cup of black coffee, and I add 2 tablespoons of Kerrygold butter, 1 teaspoon of MCT oil, 2 drops of liquid stevia, and then I use a handheld frother to blend it up. And I will link the one I use for you in the show notes. Now, if you haven't tried this, you're going to love it, but it does need to be blended, or you definitely won't like the texture of it because it won't have that amazing froth and it will probably be kind of like separating on you. Okay, so for lunch, we are eating sausage balls. And again, if you haven't made these before, you are in for a treat. This is something that can be prepped on the weekend and then just warmed up throughout the week. So you'll use 1 pound of ground hot sausage. At least that's my preference. I like spicy things, if you haven't noticed. But you just want to make sure you try to find the highest quality since this is more processed. And then you'll also add 1 cup of almond flour, 1 tablespoon of Kerrygold butter, melted, 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1 large egg. You'll preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and then you'll mix all the ingredients together. Now, you might have to get your hands a little dirty on this one because it's kind of difficult to mix all of these with just a spoon. But once it's well blended, I just take a mini ice cream scoop and then scoop the sausage balls onto a nonstick cookie sheet. Then I bake them for about 16 to 20 minutes, and I usually get around 35 to 40 balls out of this recipe. Then for dinner, I simply season the ribeye with salt, pepper, and garlic powder, broil for about 5 to 7 minutes on each side, and then during those last few minutes, I add 1 tablespoon of butter. With the Brussels sprouts, I just cut off the ends, chop them in half, and then melt the butter and olive oil in the skillet, then throw 1 cup of Brussels sprouts, add in salt and pepper to taste, and about 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, and I'll saute it until it is soft. This is one of my absolute favorite dinners. So there you have it, 3 days worth of meals and recipes. These are some of my favorite go-to dishes. I tried to do a variety and added in some dairy since I know sometimes you and I don't want to eat dairy-free. Am I right? I also did include some form of breakfast every day, but if you intermittent fast until lunch, you can simply adjust your portions for lunch and dinner. Now, I personally use MyFitnessPal to calculate everything. Once you have your favorite dishes and recipes added to the app, it is so easy to calculate. And I tried to stay as close to 5% carbs, 20% protein, and 75% fat as possible, but it's not always easy to get these numbers exactly perfect, as you're probably aware. Well, I know we're getting close on time, but I would like to leave you with this verse before we close in prayer. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for how good you are to us. Please allow this information to reach those who need it most and can be blessed by it. Thank you for our time together once again and for making us mindful of our eating habits and providing us with hearts to better plan and be more purposeful with our eating. Please lead and guide us in everything that we do so that we are fulfilling the purpose that you have for our lives. And please give us strength, dear Lord, and bless us with your peace. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.